You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to your daily news and markets update. I'm Raina Bosch, stepping in for Ricardo Gonçalves on this Friday, the 26th of July. It was a strong end to the week for the local share market. The ASX up 0.8% as the miners rallied, the gains helping to pare back broader losses sustained over the week following a drop across US equity markets. Also making headlines today, journalists at some of Australia's biggest newspapers are on strike over pay, conditions and the use of artificial intelligence. For more on the corporate impacts of that, plus what happened with US GDP overnight, I spoke with Yu Lee. She's a deputy portfolio manager at Blackmore Capital.
Yeah, so the market actually rebounded strongly today, and this is mainly driven by two factors. One, it's recovering from a loss of 1% yesterday, which is the worst over 6 weeks. And then the other reason is that the market is boosted by the rebound by commodity stocks, which is roughly a quarter of our market cap for ASX 200. Now, iron ore has ticked up the future price this morning after a weakness overnight, and this obviously has benefited BHP and other iron ore producers. Those producers are essentially price takers because commodity producers don't really set the price for the commodities that they produce. At the same time, locally, you've got mineral resources. And during the week, Pilbara Minerals reporting quarterly updates for the June quarter, which highlighted better than expected operational results. And that obviously gave investors confidence in that they're able to control what they can control despite the weakness in the lithium price that we observe.
Just shifting our attention momentarily to the US, where there's been a major tech sell-off. What does that mean in terms of the future of market movements, both here and overseas? And do you see this as something that's set to continue?
Yeah, so S&P 500 has really had one of its worst trading sessions over as much as 18 months. And there has been a shifting in sentiment in that. And I think broadly, investors are increasingly concerned about the earnings sustainability of those big tech companies. And in fact, there has been an emerging risk in the concentration of the market, particularly pronounced in the US with how much market cap and concentrations of the magnificent seven or five for the broader US market, but also quite evident in Australia with our banks and our resources. And I think from here, you would probably anticipate higher market volatility, but at the same time, the future market movement should depend on the earnings report, which is coming out very soon, both US and also locally.
Also in the US, we had GDP figures released over the night. They came in stronger than anticipated. What will the Fed make of that?
The US GDP for the second quarter grew faster than expected at 2.8%. Now, this is a lot higher than what a lot of economists were anticipating, but also this doubled the rate that we observed in first quarter. Now, this obviously shows the resilience in the US economy, but there is a mixed picture. It is boosted by, strong consumer spending and government spending. But at the same time, you see not so great a picture with the housing market, which has continued to facing strong headwind. So going forward, this obviously, the unexpected high GDP number obviously has added another layer of uncertainty for the Fed's first cut in September, which is what the market is betting on. Now, the probability for that first rate cut in September is over 90% now. But I do want to note that this bet on when's the first rate cut has really been to both extremes over the last 1 year and has shown extreme volatility.
Who else is capturing your attention today in corporate news?
Jumping on the headline is the nine entertainment strike news. And this really highlights the importance of effective governance. And this is something that we particularly look for as a factor in companies that we look as an investment. Good effective governance obviously means that you're making decisions, particularly in areas where you impact your operational and financial performance, that's consistent and alongside with a long-term goal. Now, the timing of this event particularly amplifies the potential impact this would have on the company's performance because it coincides with the coverage of the Paris Olympic, which the company has invested a lot in that event. And effective governance, now, if that's not succeed in that company management, that longer term is not going to achieve a good, sustainable growth rate. And on the surface, you might look like there's a balance between a financial healthiness or financial impact versus a labor practice. But over the long term, these two should really reinforce each other rather than conflict each other.
Finally, where are you seeing the opportunities for investors at the moment?
Our current investment strategy is really anchored both on the dynamic that we see today in the market, but also the longer-term outlook. We quite like resources and energy stocks, and this is driven by a broader understanding of the increasing demand that we have for resources and energies for the world to advance into renewable energy. The whole shift into renewable energy not only, shifting us away from the current energy, but actually increasingly showing that the demand for the metals and the resources that we need. Now, one of the investment that we have put in the portfolio is Origin Energy. Is an incumbent electricity provider, and it's well placed to both navigate the current energy picture, but also what we will need in the future.
That was Yu Li, Deputy Portfolio Manager at Blackmore Capital.
This SBS On the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.